From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Egypt, people are marking 1 year since the overthrow of President Hosni Mubarak. Egypt remains in political turmoil. Activists are planning to mark the anniversary with a general strike aimed at pressuring the military to give up power. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Cairo.
There actually is traffic in the square today. There is a small group of protesters that are in the center. There's a big sign up that is thanking the ruling generals for badly managing the country this past year. It's just a completely different atmosphere from what was the case last year. There was so much hope and jubilation when Mubarak stepped aside. It's something that people thought would never happen. And now people wonder a year later what they've gained from this revolution.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo. At the United Nations, Saudi Arabia is circulating a draft resolution that backs an Arab League peace plan for Syria. The move comes after a similar plan was vetoed in the Security Council last week by Russia and China. The nation's Roman Catholic bishops are still expressing reservations after President Obama revamped a health care rule on birth control. The U.S. Conference of Bishops says it's still needless government intrusion. NPR's Scott Horsley has more on Mr. Obama's decision.
The new policy was crafted in response to an outcry that the administration was requiring Catholic hospitals and universities to defy church doctrine by providing birth control insurance for their workers. President Obama says under the new policy, insurance companies will still have to offer that coverage free of charge, but the Catholic institutions won't have to pay for it or get directly involved in marketing the option.
This is an issue where people of goodwill on both sides of the debate have been sorting through some very complicated questions to find a solution that works for everyone.
The leader of a Catholic hospital association praised the new policy, as did groups that promote family planning. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The hacker group known as Anonymous is taking credit for knocking the CIA's website offline. The apparent attack yesterday coincided with one on several law enforcement and government websites in Alabama. NPR's Tom Jelton says Anonymous has been stepping up its cyber attacks in recent weeks.
The CIA website appears to have been hit by what's called a denial of service attack. Hackers direct a barrage of traffic to the site, causing it to stop functioning. In such cases, hackers do not actually download sensitive information. A separate attack on government websites in Alabama was more damaging. The Alabama Department of Homeland Security said some information was, quote, compromised. The group Anonymous claimed credit for the Alabama attacks in an online press release and announced the CIA attack in a message sent via one of its Twitter accounts. A CIA spokesman said the agency is looking into the reports of an attack on its site. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. There have been more arrests related to Britain's phone hacking scandal. Authorities say five employees of the Sun tabloid were arrested today, along with three other people over alleged bribes paid to police. Authorities in Nigeria have recaptured the suspected architect of a deadly Christmas Day church bombing. The man is accused of belonging to a radical Islamist sect that NPR's Ofebi Quest-Arkton says is claiming responsibility for the Christmas attack.
Kabiru Sokoto was first arrested last month in the capital Abuja, but escaped the next day while under police escort. This caused deep embarrassment, and Nigeria's police chief was fired. The authorities say Sokoto is the presumed mastermind of the Christmas Day bombing of a church outside Abuja, for which the Boko Haram sect has claimed responsibility. Dozens of people were killed. The anti-government and anti-Western Islamist insurgents have since unleashed a wave of attacks in mainly Muslim northern Nigeria. The president is urging the fighters to identify themselves and their grievances as a basis for dialogue. Ofebi Quest-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The annual Conservative Political Action Conference is wrapping up today in Washington. The group known as CPAC is to release results of its presidential straw poll this evening. Also, former GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin is due to deliver the keynote address. Mitt Romney and Ron Paul, meanwhile, focusing on Maine today, which is wrapping up its caucuses. Both are scheduled to campaign there. Maine has taken on new significance for Mitt Romney, who's looking to avoid a fourth consecutive defeat. Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich have largely skipped Maine. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.